Hello everyone, my name is Maya and I'm here to talk about my career and the Youth Arts Festival I recently founded. I've always been passionate about the creative industries, though my journey has been quite varied. People often assume I went straight to film school or that my first job was as a director, but actually my career began in the fashion world, where I worked as a pattern cutter before I ever got the chance to design my own clothing line or pick up a movie camera. My pivot to filmmaking happened a few years later when I was asked to shoot a short documentary about urban youth clubs. While talking to the teenagers, I realised they really lacked creative outlets in our city. The actual spark for the arts festival didn't come from a teacher or a concerned parent, as you might expect. Instead, it was a graffiti artist I interviewed who suggested bringing young creatives together in one big event. Finding the right venue was our first major challenge. We initially looked at a school hall, but it was too small. Then we considered an abandoned warehouse, but it simply wasn't safe enough for large crowds. Finally, after weeks of searching, we managed to secure a leisure centre, which was absolutely perfect because it had plenty of rooms for all our different activities. Of course, getting enough money to run the event was the next hurdle. We tried crowdfunding on the internet, but the donations barely covered our insurance policy. We also applied for government grants without any luck. In the end, it was a generous local charity that stepped in and provided the financial backing we needed to get things off the ground. Every year we aim to have a central theme for the festival. Last year it was community, and we initially thought about focusing on the environment this time around. However, after surveying the teenagers, we eventually settled on identity as the core theme for all the artwork, films and performances. We run various workshops across the weekend. The acting classes are always completely full and the directing seminars are highly sought after too. But the session I personally lead, and the one I'm most passionate about, is the storyboard workshop, where kids learn to sketch out their film scenes visually before they start shooting. There are lots of different events for attendees to enjoy. The live music stage is incredibly loud and always draws a massive crowd. But surprisingly, it's the animation tent that seems to be the place where people spend the most time, completely fascinated by the stop-motion techniques. Organising an event of this scale isn't without its problems, of course. You'd think getting enough volunteers would be the hardest part, or perhaps dealing with the unpredictable British weather. Actually, it was sorting out the sound equipment that caused us the biggest headache this year, as several microphones stopped working on the opening night. Despite the stress, the impact on the young people makes it all worthwhile. We don't evaluate our success by how many tickets we sell or how much media coverage we get. Instead, we measure it by the confidence the participants gain by the end of the week as they proudly showcase their creative projects. Looking to the future, we really want to expand our reach. We don't want to just run this festival over a single weekend once a year. Our next big ambition is to launch a summer camp where teenagers from all backgrounds can immerse themselves in the arts for a whole month. It's a big dream, but I'm sure we'll get there.